Therefore, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, I love that. I needed to hear that today. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. Ah, yes, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. I love that. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Well, friend, I'll tell you, that's a great way to start off my day right there. I hope you are doing well today. I just came across that scripture just a few minutes before the program started. I'm like, yes, this is perfect. Yeah, I'm convinced nothing can separate me. Nothing in all of creation can separate me from the love of God. I love it. Well, friend, happy Thursday. Yep, this is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I am the Friends part. I'm Joey Kroll. It's so cool to sit here in this chair behind this microphone, spending some time with you on my favorite radio station. This is so neat. I love this. I enjoy every single minute of this. So thank you so much for letting me be part of your day and be part of this ministry. It's such an honor. So, well, friend, you got to bear with me here because the last few days I've been dealing with allergies. It's I love this time of the year. I mean, the changes and the colors and so forth. But the only thing is I get allergies every time this year. So I got the dry throat. I got the runny nose, and at times I kind of get the earache, a little bit of that. And so I've just been so worn out the last week. It is just, it's kicking my behind. It's beating me up here. So got to bear with me here. So, but thank you. God is good regardless. Amen. Well, we are, what is it? Maybe what? 10 days away, give or take, for the special bus trip that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks now to go see Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound. Saturday, September the 8th, they're going to be at the Moody Bible Institute at the Torrey Gray Auditorium. And I don't know if you've ever seen them in concert before. I've seen them a few times on TV. They do such a great job. They have lots of energy. They are hilarious. They do just a fantastic job of not only putting on a good show, but more than that, they do a great job of worshiping our Lord. So I think this is going to be a fantastic time. And in fact, I know you're thinking, wait a second, it's in Chicago. We live here. Chicago's a few hours away. Well, we're setting up a special bus trip that we're going to be setting up. We're going to be leaving that Saturday, 2 p.m. sharp at the Marketplace Mall in Champaign, and also leaving in Paxton as well, a pickup there as well. We're going to be driving up in the deluxe motor coach. Going to be a great time of fellowship. Don't worry about this. Mark Burns ain't driving the bus, so we're all good. We're all going to be safe, all of that. It's going to be a great time. I don't know if you've ever been part of a Great News Radio bus trip. I know many of you have been part of the bus trip to go see David Jeremiah up in Chicago as well. I know that was tons of fun. So if this is something you're interested in, think about it. Call up a couple of friends and really take advantage of this. This is going to be fun. The trip, the entire package costs only $50. That includes the deluxe motor coach to and from, also the ticket to the event, some VIP treatment as well. Again, we're going to be departing at the Marketplace Mall at 2 p.m. Saturday, September the 8th. And we're also going to be stopping in Paxton as well. It's all part of the bus trip to go see Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound in Chicago at the Moody Bible Institute. This is going to be a fun experience, and Moody is a great place to visit. So if you've always wanted to visit it there as well, hey, great opportunity to do so. So the bus is half full. So if you're interested, call us if you want to go. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777 to go reserve your seats for the awesome bus trip up to Chicago to go see Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound. Well, our devotion for today is a tough one, is one that I kind of struggle with from time to time, and I know a lot of other great believers in Christ struggle as well. Forgiveness. That's a tough one. So, yeah, don't turn the radio. I know it's a topic that nobody likes to talk about. I understand that completely. But there's a reason why Scripture talks about it in several different places. There's a reason why it brings it up on how we need to love one another, how we need to forgive one another. In Ephesians 4:31, it says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus to tell them, hey, get rid of all that bitterness you have, all that rage and that slander and all that malice you have. See, bitterness and lack of unforgiveness is like cancer that spreads, especially when it's in the body of Christ. Oh my goodness. I think there are people today who can relate to going to business meetings at church. Oh my goodness. Business meetings that do not end well because people hold on to stuff. They got issues with people that they want to bring up and call out and so forth because they're refusing to take that thorn out of their side. A lack of forgiveness paralyzes a lot of people. As I minister to other people, there are things in their life that happened years ago that they don't want to give up. They don't want to let go of. They don't want to be free of because they're refusing to forgive a parent, a sibling, a family member, maybe a leader in the church. They're refusing to forgive them. And it's an issue that is paralyzing Christians all over the world. After the Civil War, true story, Robert E. Lee visited a woman in Kentucky who took him to the remains of a once beautiful old tree in front of her house. There she bitterly cried that the limbs and the trunk had been destroyed by the federal artillery fire. She looked to Lee for a word condemning the North or at least sympathizing with her loss. And after a brief silence, Lee told her, "Cut it down. Dear madam, forget about it. Cut it down." See, the enemy is constantly attacking the body of Christ. Some of his most effective tactics are anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. A lot of Christians, a lot of great meeting Christians tell us, you need to forgive, you need to forgive, you need to forgive. And to be honest with you, sometimes it is difficult to forgive somebody because you're so frustrated, you're so angry, and so forth. And I remember this one time I worked for somebody when I was, I guess, 17 years old, and he did something. He was an employer, and he made me look bad personally in front of his boss so he can look good, and it was just totally wrong. And this was, well, supposedly a Christian. And I carried that for several years. Like, how dare he do that to me? That is so rude. And, you know, he's in this leadership position. And, you know, why would he want to do that? And so forth. And I carried that. And I treated him differently. Whenever he would send me an email from time to time after I left that job, I just kind of ignored him because I didn't want to deal with him. And then this one time, I remember I was walking in the park. I was listening to my worship music as I was kind of walking a couple of miles in the park, and God told me, okay, several years later, it's time to deal with this now. It's time to deal with this now. And I remember I sat on a picnic table, didn't really want to forgive this individual. I mean, we're talking about 5 or 6 years later. I didn't want to forgive him. I was so angry. I was so frustrated. And I didn't, you know, no, God, I don't want to do this. But God told me now's the time. It's time to be doing this now. It's time to forgive this person. So I sat there on the picnic table, and I was honest and open with the Lord. I said, Lord, I forgive him. I am so sorry for, I just broke down, and I just knew in my heart I had to do this. And if I did not forgive this individual, I would be in disobedience to God. Because I was, at the time, at least 5 or 6 years walking in disobedience, refusing to forgive him. And it's hard, extremely hard. And I remember, I think that happened on a Saturday, I think it was, maybe. That Monday morning, I sent him an email. Said, hey, I just want to let you know, I was carrying some stuff, and I felt like, you know, this was wrong and so forth. I apologize for maybe treating you differently or saying some stuff that I didn't really should have meant to say or came across the wrong way. And he was like, oh, okay, I didn't even think anything was wrong. But I had to do that Monday morning. I had to do that. And then sure enough, 2 years later, he did pretty much the same exact thing. Put me in a place where I would look terrible and he would look good. And I was so frustrated. I was so frustrated. You know, God, I forgave him. And what must I do? Like, I'm so upset about this. How many times do I have to forgive him, God? And God reminded me, Joey, how many times do I have to forgive you? Boy, that kind of shut me up really quick. It's difficult. When people talk about forgiveness, it's an uncomfortable subject. It's a very uncomfortable thing because it's something that is difficult for us to do because we don't want to let go and we don't want to move forward. We just want to camp out there and complain. And believe me, it's a difficult thing for me. But Robert E. Lee told this young lady in Kentucky, you know what? Cut it down and forget about it. But in honesty, that may be difficult, but that's the best way to forget about it. Just cut it down, move on, let go, and move forward. We need to cut down those battered trees in our life and move on. I have a family member who ended her marriage in a terrible divorce, and it was just a terrible, terrible divorce. And it happened 27 years ago. And she talks about it. And she just, when she talks about it, she just gets so angry. And how dare he do that? And she talks about it like it actually happened yesterday. And my heart goes out to her because I can hear the hurt and the pain and the frustration. But she refuses to get help for it. She refuses to talk about it. And there's a difference between venting to our friends where there's conversation to where, you know, I need to talk this out. That venting, and there's a difference between that, and there's a difference between the spreading cancer and gossip and lies and slander and all that. And unfortunately, this person in my family does not do it just to vent. She is so angry and so upset. How dare he do that? And she's right. How dare he do that? However, she refuses to let go of that and give it to the Lord and seek healing in his presence because it happened 27 years ago and it paralyzes her today. And maybe you're in that same boat. Something happened to you many years ago, and it's still affecting you today. That thorn is still in your side. But I want to let you know, brother or sister, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. You don't have to walk around with that thorn in your side. You can pull it out and give it to Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. Personally, I know it's difficult. Lord, how many times must I forgive them? How dare they? Why should I do this? Because this thorn that you're pulling out of your side is more for you than it is for them. You cannot be walking around in bondage because it affects your joy. It affects your freedom of worship. And forgiving the person isn't really letting them off the hook. It's for your peace. It's for your joy. And plus, when you forgive somebody, when you take the steps of forgiving somebody, you're walking in obedience to God. Because it tells us to get rid of all bitterness, all rage, all anger, all brawling, all slander, and every form of malice. And in Colossians 3:13 and 14, bear with each other and forgive one another if anyone of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, which is very difficult to do. I can understand that. But I believe there is blessings for you when you walk in obedience to God and what He is calling you to do, rather than walking outside of what He is calling you to do and dealing with the consequences with that. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have a grievance against someone. And you're probably thinking, the person that hurt me is no longer with us. He or she is not alive. Well, the neat thing is, you can forgive them even though they're not here. Even though they're not here, you can still forgive them. You can still come to that place where you can forgive them. You can write them a letter. You can write yourself a letter pretending that you're writing them a letter and pour out your heart, how you felt, all the anger and all the things that they did to you. And then at the bottom, write, I forgive you. Let's kind of picture something here. Imagine yourself in a prison-like setting. As you look around, you see a number of prison cells visible from where you're standing. You see people from your past incarcerated there, people who wounded you as a child. You see people you once called friends who wronged you at some point in life. You might see one or both your parents there, perhaps a brother or sister or some other family member. Maybe as a leader in the church. Maybe your spouse is locked up and nearby, trapped with all the others in this jail of your own making. This prison you see is a room in your own heart. This dark, drafty, depressing chamber exists inside you every day. But not far away, Jesus is standing there, extending to you a key that will release every inmate. No, you don't want any part of it. These people have hurt you too badly. You know that they knew that what they were doing was wrong, and yet they did it anyway. Even your spouse, even your parents, the one you should have been count on the most, so you resist and turn away. You're unwilling to stay here any longer. Seeing Jesus, seeing the key in his hand, knowing what he's asking you to do is just way too much for you. But in trying to escape, you make a startling discovery. There's no way out. There's no way out. You're trapped inside with all of the other captives. Your unforgiveness, anger, and bitterness have made you a prisoner as well. Your freedom is now dependent on your forgiveness. Coming to this conclusion usually takes us a while. We see all kinds of danger and risks involved in forgiving others. For instance, what they did was really wrong. Whether they admit it or not, it was wrong. They may not even be sorry about it. They may be feeling perfectly fine, justified in their actions, even going so far to blame you for it. But forgiveness clears you of having to worry about how to punish them. When you forgive another person, you're not turning them loose. You're turning them over to God, who can be counted on to deal with them his way. You're saving yourself the trouble of scripting out any more arguments or trying to prevail in the situation. It's not about winning or losing anymore. It's about freedom. It's about letting go. And when I think of forgiveness, I get this personal picture of the thief on the cross. This man was dying in his sin. The thief on the cross was starting to feel that conviction. And I get this picture where I'm that thief on that cross, and I look over to my right side, and there's Jesus on the cross on my right side. Blood, tears, sweat coming down his body, coming down his face. And I cry out to him, "Father, please remember me as you go to heaven. Please remember me." And I get this picture of Jesus, who the Bible said that was thirsty. A dry throat, probably exhausted from carrying that cross and just enduring the last several hours, looks at me and says, "Today I remember you. You will be with me in paradise." Friend, it's not about winning or losing anymore. It's about the freedom. It's about letting go. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is victory. There's freedom, and there is liberty.
Oh,
Anathema Band, and I Love You, Lord. Well, friend, thank you so much for spending some time here with me on your Thursday. If there's anything you need from us, this radio ministry, feel free to contact us, 217-367-7777, or you can find out more about Great News Radio by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, my name is Joey Kroll. Don't forget, join us again tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.